This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Winning Chris. 3:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studio. Scraby is laughing wildly over here to my left.
Yes.
You want to let me in on the joke, or are you just going to...
Well, no. Here's the joke. So, I don't know. Maybe you accidentally closed your camera.
I did.
Okay. So, that's what happened. But you rejoined, so I put you back in there, but your microphone was on, so everybody heard me talking about Steve Garvey not texting me anymore.
Oh, boy.
I didn't say anything bad. I mean, I've been complaining about Steve Garvey texting me for months now.
Leave the kid alone, Garv.
Ever since I brought it up last week, I have had zero Steve Garvey texts.
No Steve Garvey texts. Leaving Scraby alone. Let the man go about his day. Can't say the same thing about your fantasy baseball group chat, Scrabe. Man, those people are relentless. 23 texts this morning on the chain.
Did you read them all?
I didn't read any of them. For all I know, people were offering me money. I would never know. I just dismiss all of those.
Oh, man. I thought last week you were embracing it.
I don't like text chains.
Last week you were embracing it. I told you you were going to hate this in about 2 days.
I don't like text chains. People just going on and on and on about stuff I don't care about. Gwen and Chris is the program. 3:02 is the time. March Madness starts kind of unofficially today with the play-in games. Howard and Wagner will start in about a half an hour. Then Colorado State will play Virginia later tonight. Aztecs Friday morning, 10:45. By the way, if you're looking for the Aztec game on Friday morning, it is on TNT. So that is, channel 27.
Yes.
On my Spectrum cable.
Yep.
That is 2:45 on DirecTV. And again, if you don't have either of those two services, you're on your own. But I'm sure you'll be able to find TNT Friday morning for that.
See, Chris is crazy enough to be the guy who's going to check and see what channel it is on other services just in case he doesn't get to watch it on his service.
Yeah, I'll be able to watch it on my service. I've already taped the game. I will join it probably a half an hour after it starts so that I can fast forward through all the delays.
I just like your watch of sports.
I know you do. People don't like how I watch sports, but I watch sports how I like to watch them, not how you would have me watch them.
Well, because if I guarantee you 110,000% that if I were the one to start sports later, you would be like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I wouldn't say that because that's what I do.
No, I know, but I'm saying so if the rules were reversed, you would think it was dumb.
Roles aren't reversed, so what can I tell you? I watch sports how I watch them. I like a DVR. I like to fast forward through delays.
I can't wait till DVRs are not a thing anymore.
I can't. I'm trying to outlast that.
And that was just said out of my dislike of
Chris's watch of sports. You're just being a hater. Just being a hater, which is what you do all the time, unfortunately. Padres and Dodgers. That is what you're going to be doing at 2 o'clock this morning. You'll be able to tune in for the Eco Water System Padre pregame show.
That's right.
With Sammy Levitt. Sammy's going to get in here at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. And if you're going to stay up and watch the game at 3, might as well tune in to the... Hang on. Eco Water Systems Padre pregame show.
I gotta say,
I need to say that every time now.
No, please don't.
I do.
No, you don't. I gotta say, the water, Eco Water, is pretty good.
You like it?
I do. Right. I really do.
They're the sponsors of the pregame show.
I have we have a fan, Chris, that watches our station from Wales. His name is Welsh Fryer, and he's gonna be here, I think, later in the summer. But he says, as an experienced 3 a.m. baseball watcher, there are many options on how to watch this game. Because he does this from the UK all
right,
the time.
Right, yes, right.
Said, go to sleep early with an alarm before the game. Firm it with coffee and just sleep after the game.
Oh, boy. Tougher.
Sleep before and after the game.
Yeah.
Don't sleep at all. And then in parentheses, not recommended.
Not recommended. Well, here's what I would do. If I wasn't going to the game with you tomorrow morning at 7 Mile Casino at 3 a.m. and going to be there for the watch party, what I would do is I would DVR the game and watch it when I wake up the next morning. That's what I would do.
That's how we're different, because you know what I would do? Hmm. I would just look for the result, and then I would go and
I would
see
stay
the
away
stats.
From all results, and I would enjoy the game.
I'm also the guy who likes to know the ending of a movie before I see the movie.
Yeah, do you read the last page of a book first in case you die while you're reading the book? I always get a kick out of people who do that. Their reasoning, they read the last page of the book because they say, if I die while I'm reading the book, I want to know the end. You're going to be dead. Either way.
Don't I've read never the last heard this
page.
Before.
You've never heard of anybody who reads the last page of a book before
because they're afraid of dying?
No, because they say they want to know the ending in case they die while they're reading the book. If it takes you a month or so to read a book, what if something you're stricken with something? And you don't make it.
Okay, well, if you're stricken with something, I guess I understand. But if you're just randomly one day, this book is so good, I need to read the last page before I die.
People don't do that. They read the last page before they read any of it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You've never heard of anybody who does that.
That's crazy.
People do it.
I have not heard that.
I'm reading the last page of the book, just in case, while I'm reading the book, I should meet with a bad fate. But as I've always thought, if you meet with a bad fate, you're not going to know anyway.
Exactly. Well, no, if you are met with a bad fate, then you'll know all of the world's secrets, so you won't have to read the end of the book.
Oh, is that what happens when you meet with a bad fate?
Yeah, you go up.
You immediately go up and you learn all the secrets to everything.
You find out who killed JFK. Yeah, you meet with him first.
Meet with him. He probably doesn't know who killed him.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to go in a completely different direction.
We better get to the Daily Gambit before we get back to doing conspiracy theories again.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Real quick, Chris Castro on the chat says, I've read the last sentence of a book before I start the book to get motivation to read the book.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you, Castro.
That's better than doing it because you're concerned that you might die.
Yes, I agree with that.
I will definitely agree with that.
Very strange thought.
Yeah.
All right, so we made some bets last night, and then we'll get into the bets that we're going to make today later. Boston, they were 15.5-point favorites over the Detroit Pistons. And Chris chose Boston. I chose Detroit for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Boston won by 25, 119-94.
There was something, whatever it was, I think it was like the 25th game this year that the Celtics have won by 25 points or more. Or whatever it was, 15, 16. Anyway, they're like the all-time record.
Wow.
In terms of blowout wins. Remember the Celtics won 3 games this year by over 50.
By over 3 of them?
3 of them. It's never happened before.
Man,
Celtics have really been dominating this year. Some people still aren't convinced that they're an NBA champion. I'm not either. You know, they lost both games to Denver.
Yep.
So still, my mind, the team to beat, but Boston is hella good.
Hella good.
Hella good.
The Warriors were 7-point favorites over the Knicks last night. Chris chose the Knicks. I chose the Warriors. Chris was right. The Knicks won by 7, 119-112.
Yeah.
Lakers 9-point favorites over the Hawks last night. Chris chose the Lakers. I chose the Hawks. And I can't pick the Lakers. I have no idea how to predict them. But Lakers win 136-105.
See the dunk on the opening play of the game?
Of that game? No, I saw Anthony Edwards.
Oh, everybody
dunk.
Saw Anthony Edwards' dunk.
No, I didn't see this dunk.
Yeah, the Atlanta Laker game, first possession, Lakers turned it over. Like 0-0 score. Atlanta picked it up, ran down the other end. This guy jumped over Austin Reeves and dunked it. I don't know how to really describe this any better.
Who's the player? What was the player?
I don't
name?
Remember his okay. name. But he is basically, how do I say this? His nether regions were kind of in Austin Reeves' face as he was
yes.
dunking the ball.
Okay.
So they asked Austin Reeves after the game, what'd you think of that first play? What was your view of that first play? And Austin Reeves said, oh, you don't want my view. You didn't want my view.
Oh, man, I just saw it. Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Everybody saw the Austin Anthony
Edwards.
The Ant-Man dunk, but the other one was good, too.
That was pretty incredible. I'm watching it right now. And, yes, Austin Reeves does get a whole lot of stuff in his face. A
whole lot of stuff you don't want in your face was in his face.
Yes.
All right, I'm 3-0. You're 0-3. Were there any more?
Yes, there's one more.
Okay.
LeBron James versus Steph Curry in the points. They were both 25.5 as the over-under. Both of us chose Steph, and both of us were right because Steph had 27, LeBron had 25. So LeBron didn't even go over, but Steph just barely went over.
So I was 4-0 last night.
Good job.
Perfect night.
I was not.
You were 1-3.
Yeah.
You have a chance to make up for it tonight.
I need, and then tonight, Kings and Blackhawks. So we'll carry that bet over.
We'll carry that one over.
I just have to read this real quick, and then it's off to you.
Okay.
Join 97.3 The Fan on Thursday, March 28th for the Padres home opener versus the San Francisco Giants. We'll be broadcasting live from Baja Rick's Cantina, located at the corner of 6th and L in the Gas Lamp. The festivities kick off at 6 a.m. with Ben and Woods, followed by Annie and Elston from 10 to noon. We'll be giving away tickets to the Padres-Cardinals game on April 2nd. Plus, there will be Blue Moon, Coors Light, and Topo Chico specials, and breakfast served from 6 to 10 a.m. That's Thursday, March 28th at Baja Rick's Cantina on the corner of 6th and L in the Gas Lamp. Brought to you by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
You know how long I've known Baja Rick?
He actually told me when I met him the other day, he said, tell Chris I said hi.
Yeah, I've known him for like 30 years.
Wow.
Baja Rick was a big Gulls fan back in the day when I was the Gulls broadcaster.
That's what he said, yeah.
And he's got a great restaurant down there. Baja Rick's is, the cantina is fantastic. Great place for the opening day celebration. Now, you and I will not be there because our show doesn't really take place till the game is over on opening day.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I will be on after the game.
Yes.
After Sam Levitt's post-game show.
Correct.
Next Thursday.
Correct.
But we will be on an extra hour. Did you hear that?
Well, you'll be on an extra hour.
Oh, you're still here till 7 o'clock anyway.
Now, Adam and I had a long talk about this.
Yes.
And I think
Why did you agree to this?
Oh, no, it wasn't about that. I don't care if you join me for the show.
Okay.
We were talking about which show is going to happen from 6 to 7. I think it would be really funny to do Scraby Show with Chris Hello.
Huh.
But why don't we just keep Gwen and Chris going?
We can do whatever you like.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
But you can do whatever you like.
We'll be on until 7 from Sam's post-game show on opening day, March 28th. Until 7 p.m., we will be on.
That's right. So that's your schedule for tonight is get up at 2 in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Turn on Sam Levitt's pregame show.
Yeah.
Drive down to 7 Mile Casino.
Yep.
Just off the 5 freeway, Chula Vista. And then join us for the viewing party.
Yeah.
Scraby and I will be there. Ben and Woods will be there. All kinds of fun stuff. We'll watch the game. And then opening day next Thursday, opening day in San Diego.
Yes.
Next Thursday.
Home opener.
Yes. Get on down to Rick's Baja Cantina. Join Ben and Woods in the morning. Annie and Elston. Maybe you haven't met Annie and Elston yet. That
would
be a good time to go do that.
Definitely would.
Go down there and say hello. Introduce yourself. They're terrific. And then after the opening day game, Scraby and I will be on a little later. Until 7 p.m.
Danny says on the chat, hey, Scraby, you're a Giants fan. Welcome to that. I will be there opening day.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Giants fans are welcome.
Giants fans are welcome. Just don't make a nuisance of yourself.
And just know that you may get some heat from people.
You're going to be outnumbered.
Yes.
You're going to be outnumbered.
But everybody is welcome.
You can certainly go.
Except for Dodgers fans.
Oh, Dodger fans not welcome. Don't say that because they'll really show up.
I'm kidding.
All right, bets for tonight. We got to start with what else? The NCAA tournament. First game starts in about 25 minutes. Who you like, Scraby? Howard or Wagner? Howard is favored by 3.5. I don't really have much of a scouting report on either club.
I like Howard.
You're going to go Howard here.
Yeah.
Give the 3.5.
Yeah.
All right, just to make it interesting, I'll take the Seahawks.
Wagner is a Seahawk?
The Wagner Seahawks.
Oh, no.
From Staten Island.
Really happy I didn't pick them.
I'll take Wagner. Howard, I believe, is the Bison. That's their nickname.
Oh, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Howard? Who's Howard in them?
Howard? Who is Howard? I don't know who Howard is, and I don't know who Wagner is.
I
just know they're playing each other.
Really confused there.
Yeah. Second game of the NCAA tip-off tourney tonight. Colorado State is a 2.5-point favorite over Virginia. My wife would not speak to me if I didn't pick the Rams. Mm. And as I said earlier, if you're an Aztec basketball fan, even though you don't want to, you should be rooting for the Rams.
Yes.
It's good for the Mountain West if they win. Virginia really can't score, but it's an ACC opponent. I mean, it's going to be a good game.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take Colorado State, though,
because I
have to.
Because you basically said they wouldn't have made it into the tournament otherwise.
They were the last team in the tournament.
Yeah, Colorado State.
Very last team in the tournament. NBA tonight, Denver Nuggets at Minnesota. This is a big matchup. In the Western Conference, right now, the Western Conference standings show Oklahoma City a half game ahead of both Denver and Minnesota. All right? It's a three-team race right now to get the top seed in the West.
Okay.
Oklahoma City on top, Minnesota, Denver a half game back. Denver at Minnesota tonight. Denver's favored by 8.
Wow.
Who do you like here? Now, Minnesota's got some injuries. That's the deal here. Rudy Gobert's been out.
I'm going to go with the T-Wolves anyway, just because they've been fighting lately.
I'm going to take the T-Wolves, too. At home, 8 points in a game that means a lot.
Yeah.
I like that. I will take Minnesota, although Jokic is just, he's awfully good. He really is. Last one, Luka Doncic. I don't know how to. I honestly don't know how to pronounce his last name. You?
Doncic.
Doncic?
That's what I've heard.
He averages 34.4 points per game. He leads the NBA. Tonight his over-under is 33.5 at San Antonio.
Oh.
The thing with this is that if they blow him out by too much, he may not play the whole game. San Antonio's not very good. But Luka, to me, is a guy that runs it up if he can. So I'll say over.
Mm.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to go over as well.
You're going to go over. And then, as you said, we had a game carryover from last night. The Kings and the Blackhawks. We thought the game was last night.
Yes.
It's tonight.
Well, I didn't. No, we did not think the game was last night.
Yeah. Blackhawks. Kings are favored, I'm sorry, by 1.5. We both like the Kings.
We do.
The Blackhawks, I believe, have won one road game in the last 6 months.
And it was the one I picked.
It was the one we picked against, yeah. All right. That's our Daily Gambit for today. When we come back, Scraby and I will share with you our Final Four projections. Who do we have going to the Final Four? Our brackets are very similar. We're not going to go through every game. You have to sit here while we go, well, who's going to win between
Colgate
and Yale? Yeah, you don't have to do that. But we will share with you our Final Four. And get your brackets out. Elijah Saunders of the Aztecs set to join us at the bottom of this hour. Stick around after traffic.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the program. Crisello, Matt Scraby together today in the Odyssey Palace Studios. You know Tony's halfway around the world. We heard from him yesterday from South Korea. He and Jesse Agler will have the call tonight on the radio, 97.3 The Fan, 3 a.m. First pitch, Padres, Dodgers.
It's going to Be here before we know
it. And away we go with the 2024 Major League Baseball season. I know it's for real, my the other fantasy league, the real fantasy league that I'm in, not the one you got me in.
Sorry to everyone who...
Oh, if they can't take a joke, then too bad.
No, they can take a joke, but you just put a target on your back.
Oh, whatever. I'm sure I'm not going to do well in your league. but in the other league I'm in, they made me cut down my roster of all Dodger and Padre players. Like, I had to decide before tonight which Padres and Dodgers I'm keeping and which I'm cutting loose.
You know what?
We have a carryover league.
I know. Your league is weird, though.
Oh, they're serious. They don't want me, you know, starting somebody, and then they go 0-for-4, and then I decide to, after the game, to cut them.
Hey, you know what? That's just part of the game, everybody.
Well, not in my league, man. In my league, that is all hardcore.
You know what I
hardcore.
Feel like? When there's a super serious fantasy player in a league, I just want to ask that person, like, why are you so serious about fantasy sports?
Well, we have 9 of them in my league.
9?
Yes, I'm the only one that's probably not. Like, that's why I finish in 9th place every year.
You got to get a life, people. It's just a fantasy baseball.
I have 3 fantasy players making their season debuts tonight in the game.
Who?
Robert Suarez is my closer.
Okay.
One of them.
Okay.
Luis Camposano is my catcher.
Love that.
And Gavin Lux is one of my middle infielders.
Oof. Hopefully he's able to not throw the ball tonight.
Hopefully he goes 4-for-4 with 4 stolen bases.
And
just
four
doesn't
errors.
And yeah, 4 errors. That won't cost me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do the other part. All right, get your brackets out. Scraby and I filled ours out. And it's hardly even worth the paper it's written on, but it's still fun to do. Here's a quick preview of what I have. I have 4 double-digit seeds making the Sweet 16. I have 10-seeded Drake making it out of the East. I have 11-seeded New Mexico making it out of the West. I have 11-seed Oregon making it to the Sweet 16 out of the Midwest. And I have a 12-seed James Madison making it out of the South. Scraby, you only have 1 double-digit seed in the Sweet 16. That would be 11th seed Oregon in the Midwest.
Huh.
Everybody else is a single-digit seed. Now, as far as our picks for the Final Four, they're eerily similar.
I didn't realize this.
And we did not look at each other's brackets in any way, shape, or form. Tell us who you have coming out of the East. That is the bracket that the Aztecs are a part of.
All right. Well, I have the reigning champions, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Coming out of the East.
Beating?
Illinois.
As do I.
Yes. Where do you have the
exact
same
game
going?
Well, I'm going to put them to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
I mean, I got to believe if they can get this one for UAB, that they'll bounce back, knock off Auburn. Aztecs are really good when they have not a lot of time to prepare. That has always been something that they've been very good at.
All right.
I don't know that they can beat UConn. I just think that's like a... You know, that's like a, what do you call it? A mental thing?
A mental block?
Mental block. UConn beat them in the Kawhi Leonard year. UConn beat them last year. You know,
scares me about the Aztecs is just how they finish games throughout the season.
It's scary. It's scary. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. All right. In the West region, I have the 5th seed, St. Mary's, going to the Final Four. Knocking off
St. Mary's to the Final Four.
I'm not sure. They've won like 27 out of their last 28 games. They're fantastic since the Aztecs beat them earlier this season. I always root for a team on the West Coast, and I'm not a fan of the top seed in that bracket, North Carolina. I think they can be had.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the 2nd seed, Arizona, can be had. They play clunkers all the time.
Yep.
So I think this is a wide-open bracket. Now, St. Mary's could easily lose its first game. Because Grand Canyon is very good.
I almost picked them.
Yeah,
Grand Canyon.
But I'm going to go with St. Mary's over Arizona. Who do you like in the West?
Dang. I have St. Mary's as well, so we're thinking the same way there. But here's my way out of left field pick.
Okay.
Dayton to the Final Four, 7 seed.
The Dayton Flyers.
Every year they're always like, Dayton could be that team. Dayton,
they have an All-American on that club.
I know.
They have
know.
An All-American guy.
My cousin went to Dayton and always tells me about how great Dayton basketball is.
A little
was.
Of your Ohio background yes. showing up here.
Yes.
All right.
So Dayton.
Dayton. You've got UConn against Dayton.
Yes, and let me just...
And I have UConn against St. Mary's.
Okay.
In the South, who do you have? Final, who's going there?
Houston, Kentucky, and I have Houston beating Kentucky. Houston beating Kentucky. Kentucky's always scary, though.
I have Houston beating Texas Tech.
All right.
Because I have Texas Tech knocking out Kentucky earlier. But I think that's the easiest bracket of them all.
Yeah, that one went
to me,
easy.
Houston is the only real threat to come out of that bracket. I really don't see anyone else. So we'll see. Midwest... I think you and I have the same here.
Go ahead.
No, we don't.
Oh.
I have Tennessee over Purdue.
Ah.
You have
Tennessee over Kansas. Because Purdue
is Purdue. They always choke around this time of year.
And you're right. They have the best basketball player in the country, but all he is just really tall.
He's really tall, and Purdue has lost the last three tournaments to a 16 seed. A 13 seed and a 15 seed.
They don't, yeah, they should win games, and they just don't win those games that they should win.
Jay Billis said it the other day. They play not to lose in the tournament rather than playing to win. We'll see if Purdue can turn it around.
So I have Tennessee beating Kansas.
Right.
For Houston-Kansas.
Okay. No, you have Houston versus Tennessee.
Oh, sorry, yes. Sorry.
I also have Houston versus Tennessee.
Really? Okay.
And I took Houston.
Me too.
I have UConn over St. Mary's.
Okay. I have UConn over Dayton.
So we have the same final.
Connecticut and Houston?
Right. Who'd you pick?
I picked UConn to double champ.
I took Houston.
Really?
To upend UConn at the wire.
So that's where it's going to all come down to for us, Chris.
We'll
the
see.
Championship game. What was your tiebreaker score? Mine's 72-68.
So that's 140 points?
Yeah.
A little higher, but I should reconsider because Houston doesn't score that much. I did 154. That could cost me. Let's be honest. If I'm good enough to get into a tiebreaker scenario, yes, I'll be happy.
That is true.
All right. Aztecs, Elijah Saunders, part of another brilliant season on the Mesa. He will join us when we come back on Gwen and Chris. All right. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:38 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. It's almost become an annual rite of spring for us here in San Diego. To be looking forward to an Aztec run in the NCAA March Madness. Of course, last year's run may never be matched again. Or then again, maybe it will be matched again this year. Anything's on the table.
That's true.
There was March Madness. Yes, there was no way we were sitting here last year at this time thinking they'd get any further than past the Sweet 16. After all, the number one team in the whole tournament, Alabama, was in their bracket.
Yep.
Well, this year the number one team overall is UConn, and they're in their bracket. So, Aztecs, who knows? How about running it back? That would be something.
They would have to really catch fire.
Don't forget Butler did it in 2000, I believe it was 10 and 11. Butler was a Cinderella. They went all the way to the final. Very next year, they did it again. So, but you're right. The Aztecs are going to have to catch a little fire here. Start knocking down some outside shots. One of the guys who can do that is Elijah Saunders, the native of sophomore season just completed for Elijah Saunders, or regular season part completed, averaging about 6.5 points a game, third on the team in 3-point buckets. And we are really excited that he's spending a little time with us on the program right now. Elijah, how you doing today? Good to have you on the show.
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. All right. I know that you guys are focused on the job at hand. You got to, you know, Friday and everything, and we're going to ask you about that. But I can't help but go back to the picture of you and Miles Byrd racing off the bench to celebrate with Lamont Butler. I know it's been brought up to you. Is there anything you guys can take from last year's run to the championship game that might be able to help this year's team?
Yeah, I would say the main thing was the perseverance of last year's team. A lot of games, I felt like we were down at halftime even. Just understanding that the game is never over. You know, that's the one thing I took from last year's team. anytime we were down or struggling or couldn't score, you know, the guys were always positive and always believed that, you know, if we get stops, we're eventually going to score and come back and we can win every game.
Talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. They are going to be playing on Friday against UAB. And just to kind of stay with last year's team, I guess what I am curious about, because you were a freshman last year, you go to the national championship in your first year. That's awesome. That's very cool. What can you take from that experience, do you think, for the rest of your career? Because that came at the beginning of your college career, and I'm sure you probably learned something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely not what I expected my first year to be like, to go to the national championship. But, you know, it was a great experience. And, you know, it really just showed me this year especially how hard it is to do it. You know, last year we won the conference in league play. We won the conference championship. You know, we went to the Final Four. So that's really all I expect. I expect to win the league. I expect to win the league title, and we didn't do it this year. You know, it just shows you how much work goes into winning and being successful, and you know, how much just how important, you know, the work is.
Elijah, take us if you can, you know, into the locker room a little bit, and who's been speaking up this week? Is it Tramell, Ladee, Lamont Butler? If you guys just relied on Coach Dutcher, what's kind of being said around the guys as you head into this, you know, into another run here in March?
Yeah, all those guys. you know, a couple weeks ago, Micah talked to some of the guys after practice one day. Just, you know, this is important to us. You know, last year's team, you know, we're a new team. You know, we're a different group. Still some of the same guys, but, you know, everyone has something to prove. And, you know, knowing that this is, you know, Darion's for sure last run, Jaden's last run, Jay Powell, you know, they're out of eligibility after this year. So, you know, the next game we lose would be their last. So, you know, just trying to give it all we got for them and, you know, come together right now is, you know, before we make a run in this tournament.
Talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. And Elijah, you guys, not by design, but you do get behind and then you make furious comebacks. Is there any, what does Coach Dutcher tell you when you guys are down by, say, 12, 14 points? What does he tell you to get you back into the game?
Just keep defending. Keep being patient on offense. You know, I feel like in games where we've gone down and not been able to come back and win were games where we kind of were less connected as a team. So, you know, we don't want to be down, but when it happens, just come together as a team and, you know, get stops and play together on offense and we'll be good.
You know, Elijah, I mean, you're giving us heart attacks in all of these games by falling behind by so much. So stop doing that, will you? Please tell everybody that Uncle Chris said to stop falling behind. Elijah Saunders is with us. And, you know, you were one of the guys that, you know, from last year's team that was able to, you know, make it into the starting lineup this year. And, I mean, you know, what a thrill to join the starting lineup with Lamont Butler and with Tramell and Micah and Jaden Ladee and everybody coming off a national championship run. And, you know, I thought you did great. And then you had a little bit of a slump, and Brian Dutch decided to bring you off the bench. And that seems to really kind of work for you. Talk a little bit about your journey, personal journey this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Even as you go into last season, you know, coming from high school, you know, always starting all those years and then, you know, not even touching the court for the end of the season last year. And, you know, I felt like no one had seen me play, like, especially my family. Like, you know, I felt like it had been so long since my family had seen me play. So, you know, I wanted to start this year. That was my goal, you know, even though, you know, not many people might have thought I would have started in that Fullerton game. You know, that was my goal. But, you know, starting, I thought it was going to, you know, be the greatest thing ever, you know, make me the happiest person ever. But, you know, that's not what it's all about. It's just about coming in and competing and being in the right headspace when you check into the game. You know, I feel like And my worst part of the season this year was a time where I was really just focused on the wrong things in the game, overcomplicating it. So just refocusing on my headspace this season throughout times and, trying to do whatever it takes for us to win, because that's all that's important at the end of the day.
It is. That's very wise stuff from you, Elijah. We're talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. And my last question for you is, when your college basketball career is all over, said and done, how would you like to be remembered by Aztecs fans?
Man.
That's a deep question, Elijah.
I put you on the spot a little bit. I apologize for that.
I would say a winner.
There you go.
I would say I'm off to a good start.
Yes, you are.
But, someone who, just always has a smile on their face. I just love to play this game. I'm blessed, with this opportunity to be at such an amazing school and, with such amazing coaches and teammates that, just a winner, someone who values winning more than anything and someone who just enjoys to play the game.
I don't know what I'm going to do with Scraby over here asking all these deep thought questions, but you answered it very well. Elijah Saunders is with us. I remember that guy, Elijah Saunders. He was on all of those Final Four teams.
There you go.
He was on
all. Perfect. That's exactly what they need to say.
There you go. He was on all of those Final Four teams. Elijah, we talked to some people from Birmingham today. Just get a little scouting report. I'm sure you've seen a lot of film. Sounds like they play a lot of switching defense, some 1-3-1. Offensively, you guys, it's been a little inconsistent. Where are you guys focusing your efforts heading into this game and practice this week?
Yeah, in practice today we saw a bunch of defenses. We had a lot of live segments where we just attacked them differently. They switched defenses throughout the entire game. You might see a 1-3-1, 2-3, man-to-man. They might extend it to the full court, 2-2-1. So it's a lot. But, it's a style that we haven't really seen this year. But we'll be prepared. We've already come up with ways how we're going to attack each defense, and whatever's thrown at us, we'll be prepared for.
Well, I tell you one thing: none of us, even the most ardent of Aztec for lifers, and I consider myself to be one of those people, having gone to San Diego State, none of us were prepared for what you guys took us through last year. It was a wild ride. It was about the most fun I've ever had as a fan. And I'm hoping, why not do it again? We really appreciate you coming on the show today. I talked to Richard, the media relations guy, and he said, Elijah is a very well-spoken, well-thought-out young man. And Richard was right.
Yes,
we appreciate
was.
Having you on the show, Elijah. Good luck this weekend. We will be watching. And we'll look forward to hopefully catching up with you down the road here.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. Very good. Elijah Saunders right there. Young man from Phoenix, Arizona. Just a sophomore. Scraby putting him through his paces. Elijah, what is the meaning of life?
Okay, so I took...
That would have been your next question. It's a good thing we cut you off.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
So when I said Elijah... I panicked that wasn't his name.
Oh, no, you forgot your question?
No, I panicked that wasn't his name for some reason. And so I was like, you gave me this look. I'm like, did I just call him the wrong name? Okay, no one stopped me. I'm going to keep going. But I took a sports radio class at Palomar College back in, 2008. And John Chlesnick was the teacher of this class.
The sports doctor?
The sports doctor. And I will never forget this rule, and I just broke the rule. Never ask a question that is... too difficult for someone to give one answer to. And that's exactly what I did. I should have said something else.
He came up big.
He did. Good for him.
He wants to be known as a winner. And then, just be the guy that we say, oh, yeah, he was on all those Final Four teams.
Yeah.
Let's hope that they're on more than one. Very good interview. And we look forward to that's a tough deal to be a starter. And then he's relied on for his outside shot.
Now, he's 6'8". He could play inside, but he doesn't because they got Jaden Ledee. You don't want to put another player inside next to Jaden Ledee and box up the area. You want to give Jaden Ledee as much room to operate as you can. So Elijah Saunders has been, you know, mostly a three-point shooter this year. And, you know, he lost the touch there at midseason. But Brian Dutcher, you know, it's an underrated thing about Dutch. But, I mean, he understands his players and what they need. And that to me, is always the sign of a great coach, is everybody has to be coached different. You can't coach one kid the same way you coach another kid.
100%.
And he was able to figure out, you know, with the help of his staff, that probably the best move would be for Elijah to sit, watch a little, and come off the bench. And when he started coming off the bench, he's been really good. It was a really good move.
Yeah, I liked what you said. He seemed like, as you said, a very wise individual. And he seemed like, I thought it was very interesting when he said, I thought starting was going to be the best thing ever, and it wasn't. And that's honestly, like, everybody feels that in life. You think you want something, and then you get there, and you're like, okay, well, this isn't as cool as I thought it was going to be. Wow. So, and Brian Dutcher pointed him in the right direction to get him on the right path.
What I always learned as a basketball player, and again, I didn't play college or anything like that, but.
NBA?
Yeah, I played. I went straight to the NBA.
Okay.
Right.
You were drafted out of high school.
From Horace Mann Elementary School.
Oh, wow.
Right to the NBA.
You're one of those kids, huh?
Yeah. But what I learned is it doesn't matter who starts the game, it's who finishes it. And that's honestly the way I think, and I think the way all the Dutch's kids. The guys that are playing the best that night, the best five, that ought to be who finishes a game.
Yeah, you're not going to put your worst players on the floor at the end
of
the game.
You want them to be at the finish.
If you need them.
The start, it's nice. It's a feather in your cap. You say, I'm a starter. But I want to be out there at the end of the game. Let's check some traffic before we get to the top of the hour here.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is sponsored by Sober Joe's. Got a couple of problems in the North County. Eastbound 78 before College. A collision involving a couple vehicles. That is over to the right shoulder. You're also going to find a collision on the Miramar Road on-ramp to southbound 15. Are you ready to suds up for a cause? Chief Bubble Officer Tony Gwynn Jr. and Soapy Joe's is bringing a whole new meaning to being a bigwig with their Soapy Bigwig campaign in support of Susan G. Komen. Make sure to visit SoapyJoe'sCarWash.com to donate today. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour. Again, thanks to Elijah Saunders. Thanks for Richard Stern there at the Aztecs.
He's been great. All year long,
making those kids available for us. I know everybody wants to interview one of those kids right now, coaches, etc. Yeah, but we love this team on this show.
Yeah,
and I appreciate Richard thinking of us and getting us a chance to talk to Elijah Saunders there. That was really good. And guess what, Scrape? The madness has begun.
It has. Yes,
14 minutes to go in the first half. Wagner 12, Howard 8. Ah, it just feels good to give a score. From the mountain, from the NCAA tournament. I love it.
You really do.
I love the NCAA tournament.
You've come out of your shell more and more and more each and every year, Chris.
It's good. Yes. It's good, the NCAA tournament.
How did you get over the 2020 tournament being canceled? I honestly, now at this point, don't know how you did it.
I was in such a deep depression at the time with the whole COVID thing.
Oh, so it...
That the tournament was just part of it.
It was just, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, I don't even like to... I don't even like to put the number 20 next to the number 20. It just puts
that
me in a
is Chris.
It just puts
show.
Me in a bad frame of mind.
Can you believe we're four? The Olympics would have happened twice now, Chris.
It was March 10th or 11th of
somewhere
2020 when Rudy
there.
Gobert was stricken with the virus.
Yes. And then he went and touched everything. Or no, before the game, he touched everything, making a big joke.
Yeah. But that was the night it happened.
That.
I remember I was at, I don't want to remember it. I really don't. I don't want to put everybody through it again. Thank goodness it's all behind us. That's all I'll say. all right. When we come back, we normally play Chris vs. the Fans at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Scraby is calling an audible.
Yes.
Omaha.
Omaha. Omaha.
Little Omaha here. We've got something, a surprise for you.
Ooh.
Coming up. Instead of Chris vs. the Fans. So you're probably conditioned to dial in, but you don't need to because we're not going to play Chris vs. the Fans. We're going to save it for a little later in the show.
Special surprise. Easy for me to say. Special surprise coming up next. Stick around for more Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:38 is the time. Chrisello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. It's almost become an annual rite of spring for us here in San Diego. To be looking forward to an Aztec run in the NCAA March Madness. Of course, last year's run may never be matched again, or then again, maybe it will be matched again this year. Anything's on the table.
That's true.
There was madness. Yes, there was no way we were sitting here last year at this time thinking they'd get any further than past the Sweet 16. After all, the number one team in the whole tournament, Alabama, was in their bracket.
Yep.
Well, this year the number one team overall is UConn, and they're in their bracket. So, Aztecs, who knows? How about running it back? That would be something.
They would have to really catch fire.
Though. Don't forget Butler did it in 2000, I believe it was 10 and 11. Butler was a Cinderella. They went all the way to the final. Very next year, they did it again. So, but you're right. The Aztecs are going to have to catch a little fire here. Start knocking down some outside shots. One of the guys who can do that is Elijah Saunders, the native of sophomore season just completed for Elijah Saunders, or regular season part completed, averaging about 6.5 points a game, third on the team in 3-point buckets. And we are really excited that he's spending a little time with us on the program right now. Elijah, how you doing today? Good to have you on the show.
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. All right. I know that you guys are focused on the job at hand. You got to, you know, Friday and everything, and we're going to ask you about that. But I can't help but go back to the picture of you and Miles Byrd racing off the bench to celebrate with Lamont Butler. I know it's been brought up to you. Is there anything you guys can take from last year's run to the championship game that might be able to help this year's team?
Yeah, I would say the main thing was the perseverance of last year's team. A lot of games, I felt like we were down at halftime even. Just understanding that the game is never over. You know, that's the one thing I took from last year's team. Anytime we were down or struggling or couldn't score, you know, the guys were always positive and always believed that, you know, if we get stops, we're eventually going to score and come back and we can win every game.
Talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. They are going to be playing on Friday against UAB. And just to kind of stay with last year's team, I guess what I am curious about is, because you were a freshman last year, you go to the national championship in your first year. That's awesome. That's very cool. What can you take from that experience, do you think, for the rest of your career? Because that came at the beginning of your college career, and I'm sure you probably learned something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely not what I expected my first year to be like, to go to the national championship. But, you know, it was a great experience. And, you know, it really just showed me this year, especially how hard it is to do it. You know, last year we won the conference in league play. We won the conference championship. You know, we went to the Final Four. So that's really all I expect. I expect to win the league. I expect to win the league title, and we didn't do it this year. You know, it just shows you how much work goes into winning and being successful, and you know, how much just how important, you know, the work is.
Elijah, take us, if you can, you know, into the locker room a little bit. And who's been speaking up this week? Is it Tramiel, Ladee, Lamont Butler? Have you guys just relied on Coach Dutcher? What's kind of being said around the guys as you head into this, you know, into another run here in March?
Yeah, all those guys. you know, a couple weeks ago, Micah talked to some of the guys after practice one day. Just, you know, this is important to us. You know, last year's team, you know, we're a new team. You know, we're a different group. Still some of the same guys, but, you know, everyone has something to prove. And, you know, knowing that this is, you know, Darion's for sure last run, Jaden's last run, Jay Powell, you know, they're out of eligibility after this year. So, you know, the next game we lose would be their last. So, you know, just trying to give it all we got for them and, you know, come together right now is, you know, before we make a run in this tournament.
Talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. And Elijah, you guys, not by design, but you do get behind and then you make furious comebacks. Is there any, like, what does Coach Dutcher tell you when you guys are down by, say, 12, 14 points? What does he tell you to get you back into the game?
Just keep defending. Keep being patient on offense. You know, I feel like in games where we've gone down and not been able to come back and win were games where we kind of were less connected as a team. So, you know, we don't want to be down, but when it happens, just come together as a team and, you know, get stops and play together on offense and we'll be good.
You know, Elijah, I mean, you're giving us heart attacks in all of these games by falling behind by so much. So stop doing that, will you? Please tell everybody that Uncle Chris said to stop falling behind. Elijah Saunders is with us. And, you know, you were one of the guys that, you know, from last year's team that was able to, you know, make it into the starting lineup this year. And, I mean, you know, what a thrill to join the starting lineup with Lamont Butler and with Tramiel and Micah and Jaden Ladee and everybody coming off a national championship run. And, you know, I thought you did great. And then you had a little bit of a slump, and Brian Dutch decided to bring you off the bench. And that seems to really kind of work for you. Talk a little bit about your journey, personal journey this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Even as you go into last season, you know, coming from high school, you know, always starting all those years and then, you know, not even touching the court for the end of the season last year. And, you know, it felt like no one had seen me play, like, especially my family. Like, you know, I feel like it had been so long since my family had seen me play. So, you know, I wanted to start this year. That was my goal, you know, even though, you know, not many people might have thought I would have started that Fullerton game. You know, that was my goal. But, you know, starting, I thought it was going to, you know, be the greatest thing ever, you know, make me the happiest person ever. But, you know, that's not what it's all about. It's just about coming in and competing and being in the right headspace when you check into the game. You know, I feel like in my worst part of the season this year was a time where I was really just focused on the wrong things in the game, you know, overcomplicating it. So, just refocusing on my headspace this season throughout times and, you know, trying to do whatever it takes for us to win because that's all that's important at the end of the day.
It is. That's very wise stuff from you, Elijah. We're talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. And my last question for you is, when your college basketball career is all over, said and done, how would you like to be remembered by Aztecs fans?
Man,
that's a deep question, Elijah.
Yeah,
yeah. I put you on the spot a little bit. I apologize for that.
I would say a winner.
There you go.
Know, I would say I'm good. I would say I'm off to a good start.
Yes, you are.
But you know, someone who you know just always has a smile on their face. You know, I just love to play this game. I'm blessed, you know, with this opportunity to be at such an amazing school and, you know, such amazing coaches and teammates that, you know, just a winner, someone who's values winning more than anything, and someone who just enjoys to play the game.
I don't know what I'm going to do with Scraby over here asking all these deep thought questions, but you answered it very well. Elijah Saunders is with us. I remember that guy, Elijah Saunders. He was on all of those Final Four teams.
There you go.
He was on
that's
all
perfect. That's exactly what they need to say.
There you go. He was on all of those Final Four teams. Elijah, we talked to some people from Birmingham today. Just get a little scouting report. I'm sure you've seen a lot of film. Sounds like they play a lot of switching defense, some 1-3-1. Offensively, you guys, it's been a little inconsistent. Where are you guys focusing your efforts heading into this game and practice this week?
Yeah, in practice today we saw a bunch of defenses. We had a lot of live segments where we just attacked them differently. They switched defenses throughout the entire game. You know, you might see a 1-3-1, 2-3, man-to-man. They might extend it to the full court, 2-2-1. So it's a lot. But, you know, it's a style that we haven't really seen this year. But, you know, we'll be prepared. We've already come up with ways how we're going to attack each defense. And, you know, whatever's thrown at us, we'll be prepared for.
Well, I tell you one thing. None of us, even the most ardent of Aztec for Lifers, and I consider myself to be one of those people, having gone to San Diego State, none of us were prepared for what you guys took us through last year. It was a wild ride. It was about the most fun I've ever had as a fan. And I'm hoping, why not do it again? We really appreciate you coming on the show today. I talked to Richard, the media relations guy, and he said, you know, Elijah is a very well-spoken, well-thought-out young man. And Richard was right.
Yes,
we appreciate
was.
Having you on the show, Elijah. Good luck this weekend. We will be watching. And we'll look forward to hopefully catching up with you down the road here.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. Very good. Elijah Saunders right there. Young man from Phoenix, Arizona. Just a sophomore. Scraby putting him through his paces.
I took... Okay.
Elijah, what is the meaning of life?
Okay, so I took...
Was that would have been your next question. It's a good thing we cut you off.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
So when I said Elijah... I panicked that wasn't his name.
Oh, no, you forgot your question?
No, I panicked that wasn't his name for some reason. And so okay. I was like, you gave me this look. I'm like, did I just call him the wrong name? Okay, no one stopped me. I'm going to keep going. But I took a sports radio class at Palomar College back in, like, 2008. And John Chlesnick was the teacher of this class.
The sports doctor?
The sports doctor. And I will never forget this rule, and I just broke the rule. Never ask a question that is... too difficult for someone to give one answer to. And that's exactly what I did. I should have said something else.
He came up big.
He did. Good for him.
He wants to be known as a winner. And then, just be the guy that we say, oh, yeah, he was on all those Final Four teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope that they're on more than one. Very good interview. And we look forward to that's a tough deal to be a starter. And then he's relied on for his outside shot. Now, he's 6'8". He could play inside, but he doesn't because they got Jaden Ledee. You don't want to put another player inside next to Jaden Ledee and box up the area. You want to give Jaden Ledee as much room to operate as you can. So Elijah Saunders has been, mostly a three-point shooter this year. And, he lost the touch there at midseason. But Brian Dutcher, it's an underrated thing about Dutch, but, I mean, he understands his players and what they need. And that to me is always the sign of a great coach, is everybody has to be coached different. You can't coach one kid the same way you coach another kid.
100%.
And he was able to figure out, with the help of his staff, that probably the best move would be for Elijah to sit, watch a little, and come off the bench. And when he started coming off the bench, he's been really good. It was a really good move.
Yeah, I liked what you said. He seemed like, as you said, a very wise individual. And he seemed like, I thought it was very interesting when he said, I thought starting was going to be the best thing ever, and it wasn't. And that's honestly, like, Everybody feels that in life. You think you want something and then you get there and you're like, okay, well, this isn't as cool as I thought it was going to be. Well, so, and Brian Dutcher pointed him in the right direction to get him on the right path.
What I always learned as a basketball player, and again, I didn't play college or anything like that, but
NBA?
Yeah, I played. I went okay. straight to the NBA.
Okay.
Right.
You were drafted out of high school.
From Horace Mann Elementary School.
Oh, wow.
Right to the NBA.
You're one of those kids, huh?
Yeah. But what I learned is it doesn't matter who starts the game. It's who finishes it. And that's honestly the way I think, and I think of the way all the Dutch's kids. The guys that are playing the best that night, the best five, that ought to be who finishes a game.
Yeah, you're not going to put your worst players on the floor at the end
of
the game.
You want them to be at the finish.
If you need them.
The start. It's nice. It's a feather in your cap. You say, yeah. I'm a starter. But I want to be out there at the end of the game. Let's check some traffic before we get to the top of the hour here.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Sober Joe's. Got a couple of problems in the North County. Eastbound 78 before College. A collision involving a couple vehicles. That is over to the right shoulder. You're also going to find a collision on the Miramar Road on-ramp to southbound 15. Are you ready to suds up for a cause? Chief Bubble Officer Tony Gwynn Jr. and Soapy Joe's is bringing a whole new meaning to being a bigwig with their Soapy Bigwig campaign in support of Susan G. Komen. Make sure to visit SoapyJoesCarWash.com to donate today. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour. Again, thanks to Elijah Saunders. Thanks for Richard Stern there at the Aztecs.
He's been great. All year long,
making those kids available for us. I know everybody wants to interview one of those kids right now, coaches, et cetera. Yeah, but we love those. We love this team on this show.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Richard thinking of us and getting us a chance to talk to Elijah Saunders there. That was really good. And guess what, Scrape? The madness has begun.
It has, yes.
14 minutes to go in the first half. Wagner 12, Howard 8. Ah, it just feels good to give a score. From the mountain, from the NCAA tournament. I love it.
You really do.
I love the NCAA tournament.
You've come out of your shell more and more and more each and every year, Chris.
It's good. Yes. It's good, the NCAA tournament.
How did you get over the 2020 tournament being canceled? I honestly now at this point don't know how you did it.
I was in such a deep depression at the time with the whole COVID thing.
Oh, so it...
That the tournament was just part of it.
It was just all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, I don't even like to... I don't even like to put the number 20 next to the number 20. It just puts me in a
Chris.
It just puts me in a bad frame of mind.
Can you believe the Olympics would have happened twice now, Chris?
It was March 10th or 11th of 2020 when Rudy Gobert was stricken with the virus.
Yes. And then he went and touched everything. Or no, before the game, he touched everything, making a big joke.
Yeah. But that was the night it happened. That. I don't want to remember it. I really don't. I don't want to put everybody through it again. Thank goodness it's all behind us. That's all I'll say. all right. When we come back, we normally play Chris vs. the Fans at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Scraby is calling an audible.
Yes.
Omaha.
Omaha. Omaha.
A little Omaha here. We've got something, a surprise for you.
Ooh.
Coming up. Instead of Chris vs. the Fans. So you're probably conditioned to dial in, but you don't need to because we're not going to play Chris vs. the Fans. We're going to save it for a little later in the show. Special surprise, easy for me to say. Special surprise coming up next. Stick around for more Gwynn and Chris.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.